This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Zimbabwe's Elections Commission announced Sunday President Emmerson Mnangagwa won re-election in Wednesday's polls, but the runner-up is disputing, arguing the election was rigged. Columbus reports from...
Announcement by Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that Mnangagwa won re-election, beating challenger Nelson Chamisa by about 380,000 votes. Not everyone agrees. VOA asked Chamisa of the Citizens Coalition for Change party what he plans to do.
The next step is that we are ready to form the next government on account of correcting all the errors that we have identified.
Even election observers accusing of withholding ballots in urban areas where the opposition has strong support. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Russian investigators said Sunday the results of genetic tests have confirmed that Yevgeny Prigozhin, chief of the Wagner mercenary group, was among 10 people killed in a plane crash last week. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn has more.
In a statement, Russia's investigative committee said the identities of all 10 dead were established. The crash occurred in the Tver region, northwest of Moscow, involving a private jet. Initial reports from Russia's aviation agency had already listed all 10 individuals on board, including Prigozhin and his associate Dmitry Utkin, who co-founded the Wagner Group. There had been some speculation, especially on pro-Wagner Telegram channels, about whether Prigozhin had really been on the doomed flight. The exact cause of the incident is yet to be determined. Authorities are continuing their investigations.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo opened talks with Chinese government officials Monday, saying it is profoundly important the world's two largest economies have stable economic relationship. This is VOA News. Libya's prime minister has suspended the country's foreign minister and referred her for investigation after Israel said its foreign minister had met her last week despite the countries not having formal relations. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Israel's statement on the meeting, in which it said the ministers had discussed possible cooperation, prompted small protest in Libya, which does not recognize Israel. But Libya's foreign minister said it had rejected a meeting with representatives of Israel, and what had occurred was an unprepared casual encounter during a meeting at Italy's foreign affairs ministry. Since 2020, Israel has moved to normalize ties with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan through the so-called Abraham Accords brokered by the United States. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump now faces 91 charges across 4 indictments. But polls still show he remains the leading contender for his party's nomination for next year's presidential election. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, his electability is starting to come into question.
Among his contenders for the Republican presidential nomination, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was interviewed on ABC's This Week's show, suggested that Trump is a liability for his party.
The majority of my competitors believe that you can have a convicted felon as our nominee for president, and that they'd support that and that he could win. I think that's an impossibility.
Meanwhile, Trump, who has denied all wrongdoing, is betting on using his criminal probes to advance his 2024 presidential bid. That includes promoting his mugshot, which is being printed on all kinds of merchandise for fundraising purposes. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia formed Sunday off the coast of Mexico on a potential track to come ashore as a hurricane in the southern U.S. at 8 p.m. Sunday. Storm was about 95 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, moving northeast at 3 miles per hour with high sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Hurricanes have winds of 74 miles per hour and above. Forecasters said that they expect Dallas to become a hurricane by Tuesday in the Gulf of Mexico and then curve northeast toward the west coast of Florida. Idalia could approach Florida Wednesday with winds of up to 100 miles per hour, according to Hurricane Center. That would make it a Category 2 hurricane. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.